This week, I wanted to speak about the Haftarah. Now, the truth is, just as a little preview, it's a little bit of a loyeg larash for us to speak about Haftarah, you could think, because we can't really do an Haftarah. It's not only that Haftarah is something you need to do with Tzibur, you must do the brachas of Haftarah. To do the correct way, you must have a Tzibur. If you don't have a Tzibur, you can't do the brachas. But furthermore, is that there's a special, interesting halacha that even when you do have a tzibur, hemishmer, even when you do have a tzibur, you still cannot say haftarah if you didn't lay in the Torah. Let's say you have a tzibur, they got together, they didn't have a sefer Torah, and they're davening minyan, have a full minyan, but they don't have a sefer Torah. Can they lay in the haftarah with a bracha? The answer is not. In fair shabur, you can't do it. I had a story myself when my wife gave birth. I was in Mount Sinai Hospital, and there was some storm going on outside. The guy opens the Aron Kodesh, Mount Sinai Hospital, comes to the Upper West Side. That day he couldn't come because of the storm, so we were a big minion in the shul, but the Aron Kodesh was closed, so you can't lay in the Torah. So I basically it fell on me to figure out what to do. So I right away found the Mishtabura. Baruch Hashem was there. It's the first week of the Mishtabura. You can't lay in the Haftarah if you don't have a Sefer Torah. Even if you have 10 people, because the Haftarah, today, even though, says the Mishabur, the Ikar in the Haftarah, it's only once, it's only because they couldn't lay in the Torah. So the Haftarah came in exchange for the Sefer Torah, in replacement. But now that we do have a Sefer Torah, you don't do the Haftarah without a Sefer Torah. The interesting kasha then, that they got today so much, just to point it out, was in Mincha, they opened the Sefer Torah, they opened the Aron Kodesh. So what do you do? You have to lay in the parasha that day. What about the parasha after reading Mincha? So that was the debate that Shabbos. It was a very interesting thing. But that's the point. The haftarah can be done with tzibur and only when the tzibur has a sefer Torah. So for us, at least you have a din of neshama parah and sasein. You know, when we learn the karbanis, we say we don't base a mikdash. So yeah, but we learn the parakarbanis as if we did it. So here, this will be for us. As if we learned after, as if we did after. Maybe that will be a key of doing the after. So we have a very a fascinating thing that happens in this week's parasha that doesn't happen any other time. Let's start with which aftarahs do we have? We learn two parashas this week: parashas Achrimois and parashas Gedoshim. The aftarah that belongs to Achrimois is Aloi Kibnei Kushim. That's what it's called. And the haftarah of Parshas Gedoshim is the haftarah of in Yecheskel, Hatishpoit is Ir Adomim Veridas is called Tavusiel. Now, why it belongs over there? So the Levush, when you go, the Levush explains every haftarah where it belongs to. He says, what's the idea? Parshas Achrimois talking about Nikushim, because we're talking Achrimois. It says Kemaise Eretz Mitzrayim Lo Tasu, don't act like Mitzrayim. And then it says, by Amois, that we were like Kushim, which belonged to Mitzrayim. So, the Haftarah of Achrimois is associated with Parshas Achrimois. The Bnei Kushim belongs to Bnei Seretz Mitzrayim. Parshas Gedoshim, it says, Tishpoit, is made a Parshas Levush, Shachich Manon Sharbu al Kol HaTel Oivosh, Shehuzura Lehm in Parshas Zuh. The Navi warned them not to do what they had in Parshas Gedoshim. So, the Haftarah of Gedoshim belongs to Gedoshim. The Haftarah of Achrimois belongs to Achrimois. What happens when they're together? So usually the rule is, whenever you have two Pashas together, you do the Haftarah of the second Pasha. As the Ramah tells us in Simen Tav Kof Ches, he says, Keshekoyim Shtei Pashiyois, Maftirim Ba'achroinu. That was the Haftarah of the last one. Tosis the Goyen says, Tosis in Megillah, Tosis in Shabbos, is that you always go based on the last one. The way you finish, that's how you go. Says the Ramah, Milva be'achrim moysu gdoishim. Except this week's parasha, the maftirim aloi kibnei kushim. The haftarah is kibnei kushim, the haftarah of achrim, not haftarah of gdoishim. That's what says the Ramah. So this week is different. You don't do the haftarah of the second parasha, you do the haftarah of the first parasha. Why is that so? Now the Levush disagrees with this completely. He brings this Ramah, which is already quoted before. He brings it in such a minute that you say the first parasha, the second, and he disagrees. He says, no, the rule is you always have to go by the second one, not by the first. So why should we go by the first one? So the Levush argues. Then there is a go in the Levush. Then it seems it was the second edition of the Levush. He says between the first edition and the second edition came out a sefer called Matan Moshe. The Matan Moshe was written by Rav Moshe Matt, who is the Talmid of Mashal. And there the Matan Moshe comes to defend the Ramah that says that you do not lay the Haftarah of Gedoshim, you lay the Haftarah of Achim Mois. And the Levush and Lev comes to argue with the Matan Moshe. What's the argument? It's based on the Gemara and Megillah. The Gemara and Megillah tells us that basically the last Mishnah in the third parak in our Gemara, we know the Gemara and the Mishnah is a little different. Which one is the third parak, which is the fourth parak? It says the following. The last words of the Mishnah. Rab Leza Oimer, Ein Naftirin Beholi Deis Yerushalayim. You now do Haftarah of Yerushalayim, and then the Gemara brings it's a Machlekes between Rab Leza and Rabban, can you do Haftarah of Yerushalayim or not? What is Hoydei Yerushalayim? Hoydei Yerushalayim is after in Yecheskel, Perek Tetzal. Ben Adam, Hoydei Yerushalayim is Tav Yisrael. Tell Yerushalayim the Taivos and others all the sins of Yerushalayim. That's Pashas, that's Yecheskel, Perek Tetzal. So the Gemara tells us, don't, according to Ablazer at least, don't lame Hoydei Yerushalayim is Tav Yisrael. Tell Yerushalayim its sins. Don't do it. How does the Haftar of Gedoshim start? Haftar of Gedoshim is Yecheskel, not Perek Tetzal. Not the 16th parak, but parak chavbeis, the 22nd parak. Six parakim later. And how does it start? Go judge the city of blood. Voidato is called Tavisel. And announce her sins. So says the Matan Moshe, the same reason that Gemara tells me. You should not lay an haftarah that speaks about Hoidas Yushalayim is Tavisel. Tell Yushalayim the Torah voice. Also, don't name the Haftarah of Oidat, it's called Tavisel, which is six parakim later. It's the same reason. So therefore, because you can't name the Haftarah of Perek Tzayin, because it's speaking about Torah Bez Yerushalayim, you can't name the Haftarah of Perek Chavdei, which speaks about Torah Bez Yerushalayim. That's what the Matan Moshe explains. That's the reasoning of the Shita that says you can't name it. Says the Levush, Levush in length comes to attack this explanation. And really, one who says it in short is a Tosis Yomtiv, the end of Maseches Megillah Mishnayos. So there's the end. It says, "What are you talking about? What's the issue of talking about Yerushalayim and Tav Yisrael? Because we don't like to speak about sins. It's not so comfortable. That's not true. Look how many Haftaros we have where we actually speaks about Averus. We have Gimel de Peranuso, the three Haftaros that we have before Tisha B'Av. It's all." The rebuke of the Yeshiyahu, Yirmiyahu against Amishol, the Musar. What are you talking about? So suddenly you're not comfortable speaking about Averus? We're very comfortable. So therefore, says the Levush, of course you can read the Haftarah speaks about bad things in Yerushalayim. So what's the reason I cannot speak about the Haftarah in Perek Tzayin? Says, because that's not the Pasuk that says, or Yadu Shtav Yistav Yisil. That's not the issue. It's the next Pasuk. It says over there, the one who gave birth to you, Mary Sakrani, Avicha and Moiri v'imechitis. It speaks about the father and mother of Am Yisrael that they are bad. Avich and Moiri imechitis. Different umus. Whatever the pasuk tries to tell us, then as if Avram and Sarah got there, they talk about the problem, so to speak, of Avram and Sarah. Says Levush, that's the reason you can't lay in this parasha. Because you're talking about the sins of the parents, not the sins of the children. I don't want to speak about Avram and Sarah issues. I don't want to speak about the blemishes, so to speak, of Avram and Sarah. That's why I'm not saying it. It says Levush, let me do it for the Gemara. Because the Gemara and Megillah tells the following. When the Gemara says, why Rabbi Elazar holds you should now read this Haftarah? So the Gemara said, the Gemara brings a story. There was a person, in front of Rabbi Elazar, laying, this Haftarah Perek Tzayin. While you're checking the issues of Yerushalayim, the various Yerushalayim, go check your mother. They checked the mother and they saw that something was wrong. So you see that the issue you're focusing on is not the person himself, it's his parents. I want to avoid speaking about the parents. Says the Levush, says the Tesis Yom Tev, that's why you cannot do the after Perek Tzayin in Yecheskel. Because it speaks about the parents. But Perek Chavbeis, it speaks about the Torah of Yerushalayim, then it could blame. Says the Levush, says the Tosfos Yom Tov, you could lay the Haftarah of Parshas Kedoshim. Says the Levush, in the tank, it says when you have Achim or Kedoshim, the Haftarah is the Haftarah of Kedoshim, which is Yechazka Perek Chabbeis, Hoidah, Hatishpoy, Zitishpoy, 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 but the Ramah disagrees. As we said, the Ramah tells us what? Oh, so we'll get that's what I get to. I want to get to it. That's the next part. But the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says you go with the first one. As the Ramah says, "V'achim es kedoshim maftirim." What mafti this week? Haloi bnei kushim. The Mogen Avraham tells us on the spot. The chen kasu abach u'matemoyshe that the levush spoke about. V'aguda the loyke levush. We don't disagree with the levush. Shekasu maftir atishpoit. Shekvaid abach shebekol akeilos noyagi kavoy shekasu shochanach. We all go like Shulchan Aruch, I mean the Ramah, that's what we do. Why? Because we don't want to speak out to Avos Yerushalayim. We don't want to speak about it. That's the Shita. We speak, in other words, the way these Achronim, these places can learn, is speak about to Avos Yerushalayim. We try to avoid that, not only in Perek Chavais, and in Perek Tzayim, but also in Perek Chavais, we try to avoid saying the after our Pasha Kedoshim. So, Mr. Schwartz asked you a very good question. So why do we have it? What do we do with after our Pasha Kedoshim? Do we ever lay it? Does it ever happen? It's printed in the Chumash, so does it ever come to effect? So Maisa goes like this. Most years, we start the following. Really, the one who puts it together very nicely is Ramosha, in the Hebrew Ramosha, in Chelek Aleph, Simin Lamed Vov. He says the following. And most years, and in Shana Pshuto, year which is not a leap year, Achim Moshe Kedoshim is always together. And Shana Mu'beres is usually separate. But even when it's separate, usually Achim Moshe is preoccupied. With what? Achim Moshe can be one of the three things. It can be Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before Pesach. So then you have the after of Shabbos HaGadol. It can be Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and then you have the after of Rosh Chodesh, Hashemayim Kisi. And it could be Shabbos the day before Rosh Chodesh. So then you have the Haftarah of Machar Chodesh. Parshas Achrei usually is being used, the Haftarah of Parshas Achrei is being used for something else. So then says Rav Moshe, everybody agrees, Kula Alma agree, that when you did not lay in Eloi Kibnei Kushim, you did not lay in the Haftarah of Parshas Achrei, you will lay in the Haftarah of Kedoshim. You will lay in it. Now, just one thing, maybe it actually belongs to before. One more point here. What about the fact, says the first question of Levush, when we talk about the parashas are together, you usually lay in the haftarah that belongs to the last parasha, not the parasha before that. So why are we laying now the parasha, the haftarah that belongs to the parasha before? So Levush himself answers it. He says, Aloi kibnei kushim does, is also associated with Parsha Kedoshim. Because we know Parsha Achim Moshe and Kedoshim both speak about Arayis. Achim Moshe, as the Gemara tells us, Achim Moshe is Azora, is the love, and Kedoshim is the punishment. So they both speak about it. So therefore, because I have both, so therefore the Haftarah belongs to both. That's what the Levush himself says. We do find that not always we go with the last Parsha. We do find it. We spoke about it once in this year, that when you have Chanukah that falls on Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, you have a Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, you're supposed to lay in Parshas Shavuot, Parshas Mikitz. Then you have to lay in Parshas Rosh Chodesh. And then you have to lay in the Parshas of Chanukah, no, the Haftarah of Chanukah. What happens if you turned it around? You made a mistake and you laid Chanukah first and Rosh Chodesh later. The Haftarah is still Haftarah of Chanukah. Even though the Haftarah of Chanukah is what? The Haftarah of Chanukah is, it belongs to the one we relayed to early. Because Pirsum Anes, we lay in the Haftarah that belongs to before. So we do find that. So then when it's connected, you could say, it really belongs to Achrei, but we still do it. But from the cases that we just mentioned now, the many times, Parshas Achrei is on its own, and Parshas Kedoshim is on its own. And you still lay in Parshas Kedoshim, Haloi Kibnei Kushim, you see like the Levush, Haloi Kibnei Kushim belongs to Kedoshim as well. So it says Rav Moshe, and that's what all the Minhagim agree, that when I have a Parsha, if I did not use the Haftarah Haloi Kibnei Kushim, then there's no question about it. I'm going to avoid, we try to avoid the Haftarah of Yechezkel, which is the Haftarah that speaks about Tohavos Yerushalayim, and I'm going to lay in Bnei Kushim. So whenever Parshas Achrei is either connected to Kedoshim,
or it's being used for a different haftarah. For Shabbos Agadol, Shabbos Shchaydish, Shabbos Erev Shchaydish. So I never learned Alokim Nikushim. So then in Parashat Kedoshim, we're learning Alokim Nikushim. But very rarely do we have that Parashat Kedoshim is alone, and they're not together, Parashat Achimoz Kedoshim, and Parashat Achimoz is not preoccupied. The last time that we have it, based on what I saw now, the last, it could be that from what I was, my small reach that I did, last time we had it was 23 years ago. Tavshin Nun Zan. Said that Ramosha brings that sometimes it could be a gap of 43 years between the time that you have Achre and Gedoshim separated and Achre Mois is not preoccupied with different Haftar. So then comes the discussion, what do you do then? Parashas Achre Mois, you're going to lay Valor Ibn Kushin. We're going to lay this week. But what are you going to lay for Parashas Gedoshim? So Ramosha says, and the Asar Rav Ozer says as well, that then you definitely lay what? You lay the parsha that speaks about Tavis Yerushalayim, Perek Chavais in Yecheskel, Tabanon Tishbot Tishbot Yeradom Yerdas Kol Davar Seh. You get a lane. How are we trying to avoid it? Says the Ramoshe, yeah, it's a Machlekes Rabbanon, and we said it's a Machlekes Rabbanon Rablazer in the Mishnah in the Megillah. But we don't pass like Rablazer, we pass like Rabbanon. But we try to avoid it because of Loza Shita. Loza says try not to lane it. So if we can avoid it, if we can replace it with a Loibnei Kushim, we will replace it. But if I can't replace it, I have nothing else to replace it with, so then I will lane the Haftara of Atishpoit Yerushalayim. We do lane it. That's what Ramesh wants. But many disagree with that. There's Minhagim Yerushalayim in the Katinsky in Luach of Yerushalayim. And also I saw that in the Diyush of Mir Shai Debelitsky as well, his minhag was that you're laying Alokim Nekushim twice. You'll lay Alokim Nekushim in Parash Achre, and you'll lay Alokim Nekushim in Parash Gdeshim, meaning according to this Shita, you'll never ever lay in the Parash Nishpoiz Yerushalayim, and the fact that it's printed in the Chumashim, according to this, there's no need for it, because we're never going to lay it. But according, again, according to the minhag Oyler, see, Avazu says that was the minhag that's brought down based on the Ramah, that's what Ramosha says, is that there are some cases that you do say it. But that's a very, very rare cases. But Lamaisa, in the week that we have this week, we have Achim Mois and Gedoshim together. So then the Ramah says, that's what Feresh Ramah, we lay in Achim Mois, the first Pasha, the second, which is very different. Basically, it's the only time they have two Pashas and Mechubarois, they lay in the Haftara of the first Pasha and the Haftara of the second Pasha. Say, Rabbi, say, Shkach, Shkach, we're coming.